It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf in studio. I'm, of course, Tyrus, and my co-captain, the Timf.
And we're all in studio. I'm in studio, you're in studio, and Devin is in studio.
Breaking news.
Hello, hello.
Devin is in the building, literally.
Literally.
She's not watching Law & Order marathons while doing the show. Because last week, you were really quiet.
Yeah.
Like, uncomfortably quiet, which means there was some serious plot stuff going on whatever you were doing. So, but it's fine.
Yeah, just spoiler, it's always the guy who they, like, interview at the beginning, and then they interview another guy, and they think it's the other guy. It always goes back to it's the guy. The twist is that it was the guy at the beginning that they interviewed who usually works at an auto body shop. And
that's literally every SUV.
Yeah.
Whoever's the most virtue signaling is always proven innocent, and whoever is not virtue signaling, of course, is the killer, and he always admits it on the stand.
But everyone who's getting interviewed on any Law & Order, especially SVU is where it's the most jarring to me, because they're getting interviewed and they're kind of just like, all right, man, let me just get back to work. And they're so chill. If I'm like working and someone came up to me and is like, did you rape and kill this child? I would have a stronger reaction.
Yeah. My whole day would be ruined.
Yeah, I would be like, excuse me? Like, I would be upset. And they're like, man, you know, whether they're guilty or innocent, everyone they interview is like, come on. Like, whatever. Leave me alone. I'm busy.
I'm not a raper.
LOL. Whatever. April Fool's. Gotta go back to work. Like, I would not have such, like, as if somebody was like, oh, you got food on your shirt, made you look. Like, that's how they act. Like, they're asking you if you raped and killed a baby.
No, and then the cool part is they're always working in a garment store.
Yeah.
So they go back to sorting.
It's either
Lululemon,
garment store, or they're in an auto body shop.
Or a restaurant. Yeah.
Every single time.
Like, your boss isn't going to walk over like, what was that about? I just had the police come into my establishment. You can go home. No, they just had some I don't know what you're doing in your personal life, bro, but clearly if you look at one of the rules on the wall, it says no police coming into work questioning you for rapings. Sorry. But
the better one, too, is when they go, are we done here?
Yeah.
To the cops?
Yeah. The cops are like,
are we done here? Yeah.
Oh, I can bust you on this. Corrupt? Much? Bust away.
Yeah.
Like, why are you letting the crime go? Like, oh, you're it looks like you're serving day-old shrimp, sir.
Yeah.
I would hate to call the Food and Drug Administration. No. Okay. I did sell him the gun. Okay? All right, man. Dun, dun. Like, no, hell no. He's going to food poison hundreds of people. Like, you got to stop this serial food poisoner. No, we got the information. And they go back. And, of course, it doesn't stick because, the ballistics doesn't match, because the smug conservative in the auto body shop was the killer all along. So, yeah. And with that, speaking of killers, police say crystal meth found in breakfast burrito.
Illegal drugs hidden in a breakfast food were found earlier this month by Transportation Security Administration officials at William P. Hobby Airport in Houston, Texas. Quote, breakfast burritos are delicious, but officers were surprised to find crystal meth inside the one pictured, the agency wrote on social media. The smuggling attempt was revealed via an unidentified lump inside of the food during a routine x-ray screening of carry-on luggage. TSA officers asked to inspect it further, requesting the traveler to unwrap it. Under protest, the traveler unwrapped it and officers could see a dark object in the middle of the burrito. A second x-ray of the food revealed black tape and a large organic mass. According to KPRC, authorities noticed black tape and dark wrapping after a second scan. The Houston Police Department was called in, which determined the lump was crystal meth. HPD took possession of the drugs and arrested the unidentified traveler.
Well, you know, crystal meth, the other fruit. So, you know.
Yeah. I just feel like that's not like the best place to hide your meth, probably, inside the burrito. It's not a bad place.
Yeah, I would argue, Kat, that you would typically see lumps in a burrito.
Really? Because I would say more of like a shrimp po' boy. yeah. would be like, you know, well, would be like
very, Louisiana thanks you for yeah. that one. But I feel like, you know, like, because I always, when I do Mexican food, I usually get fajitas. But okay. when I do get a burrito, it's usually lumpy because I get carne asada in it. You know, nothing
or
but
even
the
breakfast,
finest
meat. They have the cubed potatoes in there.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's not.
Not
crazy.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard
and
of.
And it's good that both of us are experts on burritos.
Yeah.
Because like, the breakfast burrito is best when you're traveling at the airport.
Yes.
I mean, it really is, honestly. Because it's like everything, and you don't have to do the plastic fork, and you don't have to be the annoying guy in the plane who's opening up his styrofoam when everyone's trying to sleep. So, you know, I get it. But I guess I think I speak for both Tyrus and Tim that we don't condone smuggling.
No.
Of any kind. But if you do.
If you must.
Don't put electrical tape. Yeah. With burrito. It's just, first of all, your lunch is going to be ruined.
Yeah.
And I said ruined. I normally would say ruined, but yes. I hear ruined a lot lately. So
give it a whirl.
But this, I also get it because what are the other options, which we've discussed on Tyrus and Tiv ad nauseum, and he was probably his first time as a mule, and they gave him a choice. This is where it goes. Like, wait a minute. Hold on, the car wash there, fellas. What if I put it in my burrito and wrap it up? They're like, that's crazy enough. It might work.
I feel like he got halfway there with the burrito part of it, but maybe the follow through with the black duct tape and stuff. The electrical
right. And
tape,
then just... immediately what I would have done right here when it says authorities noticed the black tape and dark wrapping. I'm like, you know what? That's why I'm not going back there. Like that is ridiculous.
I need a refund. Yeah, you have to be pissed. Like, I can't believe this was in my burrito.
A hair in my soup is one thing.
Yeah.
But crystal meth wrapped neatly in my burrito as I'm traveling, that's a
that
whole horse of a different color.
That will ruin my appetite.
Not going back there.
Yeah.
Where's my Yelp?
Yeah.
I got some things to say. Like, you guys need to detect this. I'm willing to testify that I bought the burrito from them. You know, what's the name of the store? And that's when you run. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was, you got to have a backup plan. Or you know what? You got to double wrap.
Yeah.
You got to double wrap
that
shit.
Yeah, if you're going to be, it can be, I'm sure they, airport prices are, everything is
ridiculous.
Jacked up. So I'm sure the price of an extra, wrapping it in an extra tortilla would probably be like, it could be $11 for all I know, okay? But if you're going to ever smuggle, not that you should, but if you're smuggling meth in a burrito, that is the time to triple wrap that shit.
Yeah. Is it a time to just one wrap it?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Again, and I cannot emphasize this enough, Timf and myself do not condone smuggling drugs at any time.
No.
Bad, bad juju. Do not do. But if you're going to smuggle, make sure you have your TSA verification check. Make sure you're flying first class.
Recheck.
Because it's not wrapped in metal. You could literally tuck it in your little pocket and walk through because you don't have to go through the same security as everybody else because you get to keep your shoes on and you won't go through the giant thing unless, of course, you're randomly selected, which I'm pretty much randomly selected for extra screening.
So random.
It's so random. It is random. Like, I wish I had that randomness with the lottery or anytime I bet or invest or build something on my own. But nonetheless, make sure you got your stuff so you go through.
Yeah.
If you're a trusted
mule,
you know, do clear.
And your kingpin, like, won't pay for you to get TSA pre-check. Shop around for another kingpin.
Yeah, I think you got to move on. You know, if they're not giving you dental.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't get health. You don't get vision.
Vacation times, maternity leave.
No.
Like, when you're choosing your drugs are, these are the questions you need to ask in the meeting.
What is your policy on TSA pre-check?
Yes. And let them know if you have a lead allergy because, you know, prefer to be shot with bullets with lead in it. You know, just there's so many what have yous and whatnot with this. And it's confusing at times. And speaking of confusing.
Yeah.
Creature terrorizing Poland town turns out to be croissant stuck in tree.
Aww,
I feel
Poland.
Like this is a Florida story.
Poland. Poland is the Florida of Europe. And I can say that as a Polish person.
Yes, you can.
According to an animal control group from Poland, they received a call that an unidentifiable animal was terrorizing the residents of a street in Krakow. When officials arrived on the scene, however, they discovered that there was no danger at all. The Krakow Animal Welfare Society posted about the incident on Facebook, confirming that a woman called in to report that a quote-unquote creature had been terrorizing her neighbors for 2 days. According to the post, people were apparently afraid to open their windows because an unidentified animal had been lurking in a tree. When officials arrived on the scene, however, they discovered that there was no chance that the animal was going to enter anyone's house or pounce on anyone walking underneath the tree. That's because the creature was actually just a croissant stuck in a tree. The Krakow Animal Welfare Society theorized that the croissant had become lodged in the tree by someone trying to feed some birds, although they could not confirm this to be the case. Regardless, the croissant was removed from the tree without any incident, and the pastry's reign of terror over the neighborhood ended without incident.
Okay, as a Polish person, all right, and I'm obviously, you know, not Polish-American, but just my inkling is I'm sure people in Poland, a little sensitive, you know? A lot of happens to Poland. World history in a sentence. Poland got owned.
Yeah.
Poland got owned. Poland got owned, Poland got owned, Poland got owned, Poland got owned. So, where if you, you know, grew up somewhere where you had history that ended any other way except you getting owned, you might just say, oh, croissant in a tree. But I can't blame Polish people. I'm not going to blame my motherland for getting scared.
And good for you for
you
that.
You know, it's you never know.
I think you hit the nail on the head, because listen, they in World War II, when they showed up with horses and swords,
yeah,
and the Nazis had tanks and machine guns,
yep,
it led to a generational of jokes.
Yep.
Like, it was tough to get – that was besides the horror of war, which I'm not joking about, but just the optics of it for years to go by, people would make pot shots at people from Poland.
Yeah, we're not so a violent people.
And now it's past. We don't hear those jokes anymore. And this is the type of thing that could spiral into that again, because a croissant, at best, maybe could be confused for a sea snail from,
yeah,
like 20 feet away. Like, what hideous animal looks like a croissant? A crab? I mean, it's literally on a tree, and I'm sure it didn't move. So people were, like, scared to look out their window because it – what? It was a croissant sitting in a tree.
The picture of it on
was it a
article,
giant croissant?
It was – well, it looked like maybe it had rain, so the – croissant
soggy,
soaked up a bunch of water, so it was a big croissant, and then it was like hanging from a tree, so it kind of looked like a squirrel or something.
A slug?
I have to say, it did kind of look
also,
like an
okay,
animal.
Polish people are really superstitious. Like, I just know, like, from, like, my grandma, like, she was so superstitious, and even still, like, when we do Christmas Eve, we do a celebration called Vigilia. We, like, don't, you know, we don't eat dinner till the first stars in the sky, and we leave out a chair for dead people. We,
yes,
leave out chairs.
Talked about this before.
Like, so it's really, there's a lot of superstition just culturally with people who are from Poland, or so that I've noticed.
Is there any
with
lores
my family
about,
yeah,
Poland, the angry slug? Yeah, that looks like someone deep fried a squirrel and stuck it on a tree for the other squirrels to see. Like, don't come in my yard anymore.
Yeah.
You know, which I just, you know, people are afraid of things.
The unknown.
Of the unknown. But what happened to grabbing a stick and walking out there and being like, oh, hey, it's bread. You know, like, investigate. Everyone wants to investigate. Everybody wants to post. You got that close to take a picture. Never dawned on you, like, this animal didn't scurry away, didn't growl, didn't face you, just sat there. It's a croissant. It's a soggy croissant, which is less scientifically proven, that is less dangerous than a crispy croissant, which you could burn your hands on if it's out the oven too hot, or if it's a little too, well, it's not like a scone. You know what I'm saying? Because scones can hurt. Like,
yeah.
I don't get the love affair with scones.
You don't
even have enough coffee to dip a scone to soften it up.
No, it's all of a sudden your coffee's gone.
Yeah, it's like, and the scone's still there.
Yeah.
I feel like the scone was basically a PR stunt for stale bread. I feel like you know, whatever chef baker, it's got to be a French baker because they're the only ones who would pull this off, but they, you know, they're like, oh, our croissants came out a tad bit hard. What do they taste like? Stone. You mean scone. Tastes like scone. I think the rhyme is not it's not a coincidence. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm willing to go the extra. Damn it. This is the break we've been looking for, Kat. Yeah. Remember the 9-part podumentary we talked about doing?
Scones.
Scones. The story of scones, or should we say stones? Because literally you could also be used as a weapon. If someone's trying to rob you and you got a scone on you, throw it at them. They're going to sleep because scones are hard as hell. Just putting it out there. But, you know, I guess happy ending. Nobody was hurt. Although now, luckily for them, in the woke society, jokes won't be tolerated. But you kind of want to make some jokes about it. Like you do, but I'm not going to. And, you know, and Kat, I always forget, that's a tough day for you because you have to wait to eat.
Yeah.
And your voracious appetite, you're an eater. Like people don't, they would look at the two of us and be like, wow, he looks like he really can put it away. I can't light a candle to her. I have seen.
Yeah.
Like she can eat. Her metabolism is up there with Olympic crack athlete. Like she can just devour food with little weight gain. You know, actually she loses weight if she eats too fast.
Like I'm shocked that the fact that I don't have a tapeworm makes no sense. Because I
well, you ate the tapeworm.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have had a shot.
Like that's true.
He never would have set up shot. Or I probably have a tapeworm family getting ready to send their first tapeworm to graduation, you know, to college, you know. So plenty of room with what's going on in my stomach.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It is time for an mix and match stories. This is like a Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon stunt right here. I am going to pick two stories and throw them at Devin. Devin, have you been at any time today given any information about the stories? This is basically your blindfolded right now. You're going in blind.
I'm going in blind. You
Kat,
have not given me any.
I'll pick one, and then you pick the other one.
Okay.
There's no business like gone business is my pick.
Okay. British garden stores facing gnome shortage.
That's my pick.
Combined with dad spends $35,000
yes!
wedding funny
yes!
saved for his daughter on a car/vacation.
We will have 30 seconds of small talk while you put this together. So, Kat, how's things?
Things are going pretty well. You know, just excited to hear about this latest story from Devin.
So you got a bottle of water today. We going to see the shot, perhaps? But that's a lot of water for you to drink.
All right. I think I've got it.
What,
we're going to see. It might be a little shaky. It might be a little shaky.
We expect
but
no less.
We'll see. All right.
So
dad spends $35K wedding fund he saved for his daughter on gnomes.
I love it.
An anonymous father took to Reddit earlier this month to see if he was in the wrong for spending the wedding fund he saved for his daughter on gifts for himself. The man aired out his situation to a popular subreddit that lets users vote on who's the bad apple in a civil dispute, and it turns out the dad spent around $35,000 on new gnomes. In the forum, the dad explained that his daughter had postponed her wedding for more than a year and had recently eloped. After she told me the news, I was thrilled to be able to put it to other use. I decided to treat myself and get some new gnomes with the cash from the wedding fund. I paid about $30,000 with the rest of my money. My wife and I decided we could take our own little gnomes on a getaway. I think this was the controversial part. A few weeks after the daughter eloped, the dad says she asked if she could use the wedding fund he had saved up for a down payment on a house. The news of what became of the wedding fund reportedly upset the daughter and caused the man's ex-wife to label him as selfish. I never told her it was a wedding or whatever she wanted fund, so I didn't think I did anything wrong, the father defended. But he did question whether his opinion was biased and asked if other Reddit users could share their perspectives. What do you think? Spending it on gnomes?
Yeah. Spending it on anything is better than having a massive wedding.
You know, and, you know, as a result of this, Devin, there is now a gnome shortage. He bought so many.
There is
gnomes.
A gnome shortage.
An industry expert said the recent purchase has basically filled up the Suez Canal with empty trucks because no one can get their
gnomes. So what you're saying is he is the reason was the backup in the
yes,
Suez Canal of the gnomes.
Literally, I wish we had the dun-dun because we just put it all together.
Right, but what he should do is he can now sell sell those gnomes at a higher price. He can price gouge the gnomes,
right.
And then he can give his spoiled daughter more money.
Divorce fund.
Divorce party.
Because they eloped, which means they don't follow the rules. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a father by choice now. And you put money away for, you know, your kids to go to college. And let's say, you know, you put 50 grand for their, you know, you save money and you don't treat yourself. You know, you don't go on a vacation. You don't buy the gold chain you really wanted or the rare black throat monitor. You know, you don't buy the little things that you want because you put money away for your kids tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and your kid goes, Dad, I have my own YouTube channel, so I'm not really doing the college thing. So I just need you to be quiet and not make noise in the basement. I can hear you walking, and the basement is now my studio. Okay? I'm going to take that $35,000 that I saved, and I'm going to have some fun with it. I'm going to relive my midlife adulthood that I gave up for this little bastard to tell me he has a YouTube channel with 6 followers, and me and his mom are 2 of them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel bad for Dad. She chose to elope. I don't have to pay for the wedding anymore. So now I'm going to take care. He did something nice for it. I don't know if I want to have that many gnomes in my front yard. They're creepy and they just stare at you. It doesn't matter which way you walk. They always seem to have eye contact with you. They're just creepy little things. But you know what? If that's what floats his boat, maybe one of those gnomes will get married. You know, he could put money aside for that. He could have his own little gnome wedding. Maybe that's what he's doing with the gnomes as guests for him and his wife's nuptial renaming ceremony. I don't know what do you call that when, like, you're already married but you decide to do it all over again?
Vow renewal.
Thank you. Or just stupidity. but, yeah, so, I mean, I'm good with it. I feel sorry for most of England that they won't have gnomes because of the shortage. And, of course, the Suez Canal, which is blocked up with backed up gnome orders. So, you know, it's a no-win situation, but at the same time, I'm kind of supporting the dad on this one. Kat, do you agree, disagree? Is it, you know, it one
yeah,
day, you know?
I agree. I completely agree. It's not.
Devin, you're engaged, right?
You
got a wedding coming, and if you affectionately known as Scone.
We call him Scone.
Yeah.
But I think if maybe she had the conversation with her dad prior to eloping, was like, "Hey, we're thinking of this. We might."
But isn't eloping the whole point to be secret?
Right. Well, people, I guess now with COVID and stuff, people do that, but they take family and friends with them. But she didn't have that conversation. So maybe he was allowed to spend $35,000 on gnomes at that point.
I mean, and also, it sounds like she didn't call her dad again. Like you know what I mean? She calls her dad to be like, we eloped. Then she calls him again. Oh, about that money. Like, you know.
Yeah, can we have it?
You could have like maybe called him a little more often.
You know, my new husband has a great idea for a YouTube channel, but we need all the equipment. So give us the money. No, it's his money. You know, and the ex-wife, you're an ex-wife for a reason. And that comment pretty much sealed it for me. So, you know, again, this was about accountability. You know, you should have told your dad. He had literally $35,000 can do a lot in a wedding, correct? I mean,
that's a pretty big wedding.
That's a huge wedding.
This was didn't say where it was in New York. That's like, you know,
that's
10,
at least
10
at
people.
Least the town hall.
Yeah, exactly.
It depends on where you're getting married,
you know,
I guess.
You know,
but
at the local, what are those
VFW?
Little, there you go. That's what I was looking for. My dyslexia was messing with me. Yeah, at the VFW, that's at least an evening and dancing and stuff. So, you know, I guess. Well, what did we learn today? I'll open up before I go. What did we learn today?
I mean, I really learned that people really try to put like meth in a lot, like food. Like it's another food. Like,
missing out? Is meth the new salt and pepper?
I thought everybody was just doing like airport. I thought it was just like butthole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's trying to change the game. I learned that Devin's improv skills are improving. This she's no longer a Padawan. Sorry, Kat. I know you hate that stuff, but she might be a Jedi. Like she's getting there. I mean, of course we can't because of her attendance. Other than that, I put her on the spot,
and
that
know.
Was two
what
tough
is a Jedi?
Stories.
Is that when you have the...
There's not enough hours in the day to explain to you. Let's just say She's becoming an expert in her field. Let's just say that. Yes.
Is Luke Skywalker a Jedi?
No. Technically, no. He never graduated the ceremony.
Oh, he didn't?
I mean, well.
What's Han Solo?
Han Solo was just a smuggler. He's just a smuggler.
He's like the burrito guy.
He's just
a guy. To compare him to something in your life.
He's just a clever guy.
He's like the meth burrito guy. Okay. He's the smuggler.
He's around a bunch of Jedis, but he doesn't really believe it. He's like the atheist in the...
Can chicks be Jedis?
Yeah. Most of them are.
Okay.
So,
I really haven't seen it. It's not
no,
a bit.
No, this is not a bit.
I really haven't
she
seen it.
She literally, on the Gutfeld show, where you can catch literally, I think, every day but Sunday, she, I had to talk her down because at one point, there was a huge thing because somebody couldn't handle the fact that, and she's not alone. There's millions of people who've never seen Star Wars, okay? It's not a big deal. She's not into sci-fi. Why would you watch it?
No.
You know, you wouldn't jump on me for not watching The Notebook. Maybe you would. I don't know, but
I've
I'm not
into
romance.
I've also never seen The Notebook.
Well, again, you've seen two movies.
Adam Sandler. And I've seen Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
Madison, yeah. Those are the two that
we've seen. And Slappy and the Stinkers.
Yeah. Still, neither one of you seen Howard the Duck. So, but, you know, that, I learned that, Devin, you're getting, I really put it out there for you. So, you know, job well done. So I am going to... take Devin on my team as the announcer for our games. So she will spin whatever I tell her. Even in losses, she'll just change the story and switch the names to where we are undefeated. So I'm going with that.
I'm going to put the meth burrito on my team. Just the burrito.
Just the burrito if you were going to order the burrito online, is there a meth option?
Shipping and handling.
No, this is the chef's choice. It's you don't get any alterations to the order. You get no specifications, additions,
subtractions.
The mule
burrito.
Meth burrito.
Mule burrito. Yes. And
that's what I'll be feeding my team.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they will be focused and depend on you for a lot. I hope you have an amazing dental plan. All right. For more podcasts like this.
Just like this.
Just like this. you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's Tiff. That was Devin. Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.